Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about middle-aged parents and teenagers. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, a lot of parents reach middle age when their kids are teens. Are there parallels?
Yes. So we could say that this is indeed common kind of statistically around the world. Obviously, there are some regional differences, such as here in the region, some people become parents later and therefore are not hitting middle age when their kids are teenagers. One major parallel is the principle of reality, as in time goes by, whether you like it or not, which means both middle-aged parent and teenager are being confronted with renunciation, mourning of that which never was and that which never will be. And for children, let's say becoming teenagers, this will be like orientation choices, career perspectives, leaving the nest. And for those parents, it would be, you know, there could be the death of their own parents, grandparents, the end of birthing years, career limitations, etc.
So do middle-aged parents or middle-aged people like the teenagers, do they all have to go through a bit of a crisis at this point? So let's say, you know, come up with this is the next stage of my life. Is that what both are doing, really?
That's absolutely true, Mark. There is an end of a chapter and therefore a beginning of a new chapter, which means that a crisis does not systematically occur. However, there is a shared potential risk of this existential crisis, which, if you like, is about identity. And therefore, the crisis is going to emerge if the building blocks are fragile. And so that means teens must establish the building blocks of their identity in line with and or against their parents. And middle-aged person has to reckon with their own identity and the realization that we just have one life. And therefore, are we satisfied, sufficiently satisfied with the life that we have and what's left of it?
Okay. Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca on our website, cabinetweber.net, and hear that episode again and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.